This is WHFR Dearborn, and this is Motor Live Drive at 5. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our very special guest this afternoon is Kenny Lang, singer, songwriter, guitarist extraordinaire. And Kenny, thanks so much for being here. Let's try that again. All right. Kenny, thanks for being here.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Now
I can hear you a little bit better.
Okay.
Volume and headphones down a little bit.
All right. So you are going to start out this afternoon with a song, and I'm not sure what that is. So if you'd like to introduce the song and yourself.
Okay. Well, once again, my name's Kenny Lang, and singer, songwriter, storyteller. Working on a new CD, I thought I'd start off the day with the title cut from the new CD. This one's called The Harder the Life, the Sweeter the Song.
Fantastic, thanks.
Looking back on days gone by like so many people do, good, the bad, the in-between, all those things I know is true. Never done things easy, it's a wonder I've grown old. Shook hands with the devil, but my soul was never sold. Done and seen so much of life in 50 some odd years. Lived with all my choices, laughter and the tears. One thing I know for certain, I can't be too far wrong. The harder the life, so much sweeter the song. Now the mirror, it tells a story, all the years and so it goes. You can't stop and smell the roses with a Coke spoon up your nose. All the things I did back then just want to keep back in my past. Cause you can't see a clear tomorrow through the whiskey in your glass. Done and seen so much of life in 50 some odd years. Lived with all my choices, laughter and the tears. One thing I know for certain, can't be too far wrong. Harder the life, so much sweeter the song. It's all come around full circle, somehow I always knew it would. Wouldn't change a single thing, even if I could. Well, the songs, they've all grown old with me, they're a part of who I am. I sit here now so grateful, with this guitar in my hand. Done and seen so much of life in 50 some odd years. Lived with all my choices, laughter and the tears. One thing I know for certain, can't be too far wrong. The harder the life, so much sweeter the song. Yes, the harder the life, so much sweeter the song.
Very nice. Thank you.
It's one down, huh?
Yeah, very nice. What was the inspiration for that song? That's one you wrote.
That's kind of autobiographical.
Okay.
When I actually got the line, the harder the life, the sweeter the song, from a movie, one of my favorite movies, a movie called Crazy Heart.
Jeff Bridges started as this down and out country western singer. Wow, go figure. You know, and I kind of related to him and in the part that he played in the movie. And like I said, the song is definitely autobiographical. As a matter of fact, the whole CD is going to be kind of more on an autobiographical nature. You know, some songs on there really, really close to my heart. And there's 9 originals and 4 covers.
Oh, okay. And you're going to be doing some more of those originals for us throughout this hour?
I think so.
All right. Okay. Tell us a little bit about Kenny Lang, the songwriter.
I kind of like to use a quote from the late Waylon Jennings when he says that playing the music inside of you, that's what a musician does. That's what I do. That's who I am. And when I heard that, I always kind of really liked that. And I actually had the chance to, it was a big thrill in my life to meet Kris Kristofferson, who is like one of my heroes. And I met him down at a concert he was doing down in Kettering, Ohio, which is just outside of Dayton. And we actually sat down for like about a half hour and talked about songwriting. And he just told me, write what you know about. He says, write everything from a personal standpoint. He says, don't try to be something that you're not. And then it was really funny because I got to meet another one of my mentors slash heroes, if you will, a guy named Billy Joe Shaver. And he basically told me the same thing. He says, write from your heart, man. Just write from your heart.
Wow. Sounds like good advice for life in general. Not just songwriting.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
Well, it's going on 46 years now. Believe it or not, picked it up in, to quote Brian Adams, the summer of 69.
So. Okay.
I know, it's kind of weird, but what can you say, you know?
Do you play any other instruments?
Well, I play a little bit of mandolin. I was on the road and I played the bars all over Southeast Michigan, all over the country. I was a bass player with quite a few different bands. But my first love has always been the acoustic. I play 6 and 12 string acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. All right. How about another one of those reflective songs?
All right.
Tell us what we're going to hear.
Okay. Well, this is one of my newest ones, and I've been playing this one. I play at a lot of retirement communities, and they seem to kind of like this song. My grandfather, and, you know, we all have nicknames for our grandparents, and, you know, I called my grandfather Poppy. And it's funny because all my grandkids, and I have 5 of them, and 4 of the 5 call me Poppy. The youngest one can't talk yet, so
okay.
But she will when she can talk. So, and my Poppy, he was a great man. He taught me a lot of things. I mean, he would tell stories like crazy, and I think that's where I got a lot of my gift of gab, or my gift of BS, as my wife says. But he taught me things like, you know, how to fish, you know, how to, you know, put a worm on the hook, taught me how to spit, taught me how to cuss. When I got older, he taught me how to drink, taught me how to play poker and lose. He never really taught me how to play poker and win. Taught me how to smoke a pipe, and he was just a great guy. And as a little kid, you know, he was kind of like larger than life. You know, he kind of looked like Alan Hale as the skipper in Gilligan's Island. And he was just an incredible guy. So
Wow. This
is my newest song. This one's called Poppy.
Okay.
I was just a kid. I was 4, well, maybe 5. Was this great old man I know to me larger than life? I always called him Poppy. He was my father's dad. I would try to be with him every chance I had. Poppy smoked a pipe and he'd stay up late at night telling stories
about the life he had led. He loved a nice cold brew and his sipping whiskey too, and I believed in every word he said. Stories about the Great Depression, how he never missed a pay, taking every kind of job he could, try and earn his way. Taught me all about fishing and how to bait a line, and I'd sit there on the dock with him for hours at a time. Poppy smoked a pipe and he'd stay up late at night, telling stories about the life he had led. And he loved a nice cold brew and his sipping whiskey too, and I believed in every word he said. He's been gone so many years, but I still miss him so. In my thoughts, he's always with me everywhere I go. I'd love the chance to listen to his stories one more time. He'll always be a hero in my mind. Then one night I got a phone call telling me that he had died. I lit a pipe he gave me and I smoked it as I cried. I know that there's a dock somewhere, we'll sit and fish, and then we'll smoke our pipes and I'll listen to his stories once again. Poppy smoked a pipe and he'd stay up late at night, telling stories about the life he had led. And he loved a nice cold brew and his sipping whiskey too, and I believed in every word he said. Poppy smoked a pipe and he'd stay up late at night, telling stories about the life he had led. And he loved a nice cold brew and his sipping whiskey too, and I believed in every word he said. I believed in every word he said. I believed in every word he said. You know what? I still do. Called Poppy.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thanks.
Hey, have you written songs about other people in your life?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Sometimes I think I get kind of stuck in, you know, kind of a sentimental, melancholy type of thing. And I love, you know, I love the ballads. I love songs that, you know, invoke feelings, you know, that make you feel, you know. To me, music is like, it's so important. It's got to have a life of its own. You know, the song's the most important thing. You know, when I write a song, it's really funny because, you know, I can have like a chorus of a song and I can have it and try to work on the song for like 6, 8, 9 months, a year. And then all of a sudden, boom, it comes like overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And this next one, if I make it through this next one,
okay,
was just that way. Another mentor slash hero of mine is, believe it or not, my father-in-law. Okay. I know everybody always says, oh, man, I got to go see the in-laws. Well, My father-in-law and I had a real special bond. He was a singer, he was a guitar player, he was a showman. The music, just how I feel about it, you know, it's all about the feel. It's, you know, it's all about the music itself. He was the same way, and he passed away a couple years ago, and I'd started writing a song about him about a year before that, and I had the chorus, and my wife and I got home after after the first day with all the plans, with all the funeral plans and everything like that, and we got home and we were exhausted. And I told, and she says, "Well, I'm going to bed." I says, "Okay, cool." I says, "Do me a favor." So, my music room's right across the hallway from our bedroom. So I said, "Just close the bedroom door." I says, "The song's going to be done tonight." So like within a half hour, the song was done. I already had it copywritten with the Library of Congress and registered on BMI and everything. So it was just kind of funny the way it all came out. But his name was Chuck, and the song's called "For Chuck," and thank you. Bar in West Virginia is where I came to see just how much the songs can really mean. Sitting at a table, had his old guitar. That's when the music spoke to me. Sang the songs first in line, and I softly played a chord. So then I knew it came right from his heart. He was 20 years my senior, but it was like we two were one. Special feel we had right from the start. When all the old songs, Danny Boy and Donny Gow, through the years we must have played them all. From Willie Nelson's Angel to that Railroad Lady song, yes, we must have answered every call. It was all about the music, didn't matter where we were. Sometimes it was late into the night. I remember some flat top box from down around Tennessee. Took a while, but we finally got it right. Now the Lord has called you home, and I feel so all alone. There's an emptiness, and I just can't hide the pain. But I promise you, my friend, I'll carry on as best I can till the day we sing those songs again. Played them all the old songs, Danny Boy and Donny Gow. Through the years we must have played them all. From Willie Nelson's Angel to that Railroad Lady song, guess we must have answered every call. Who must have answered every call? Yes, who must have answered every call? I hear the pipes, pipes, they're softly calling. We'll play the songs again someday, I know. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Just know, my friend, I love you so. Played them all the old songs, Danny Boy and Donny Gow. Through the years we must have played them all. From Willie
Nelson's angel to that railroad lady song. Guess we must have answered every call. Guess we must have answered every call. Yeah, Chuck, we answered every call. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Very nice.
It's called For Chuck.
For Chuck. And you definitely can feel that you had a very, very special relationship with him. It comes through.
Oh, thank you. I wish you could have known him. He was awesome.
Wow. And an in-law.
Yeah, really. And it's really funny too, because I always tell a couple stories about him. Okay, first time I met him, my wife introduced me to him, and he says, "Oh, can I get you a drink?" And I says, "Well, I don't drink." He says, "Wow." He says, "Then, as good as you feel when you get up in the morning, that's the best it's going to be all day long." So I always thought that was funny. And it was really the first time my wife and I went over there for dinner to, I walked in the back door and he looks at me, he says, "You're a guitar player, right?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, where's the guitar?" I said, "Well, we're here for dinner." He says, "No, not you." He says, "Go home and get it." So he sent me home to get the guitar. I missed dinner that night. No, they actually fed me afterwards. But we ended up playing half the night, too, that night.
Oh.
I never forgot the guitar since. So.
Right, right. Oh, that's great. That's great. He must have been a character.
Oh, my gosh. On so many levels, it wasn't funny. But a great inspiration. And I think a lot of what I'm doing right now is, you know, has been inspired by him.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Well, along that same line, who of anybody in the world, whether living or dead, who would you like to play with? What would be your dream partner in a concert?
Well, without a doubt, Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Without a doubt, Johnny Cash. But then you'd have to toss in Waylon Jennings and Hank Williams too, you know, from the guys that are gone, and from folks that are living, like Kris Kristofferson, Jerry Jeff Walker, Guy Clark. Definitely Guy Clark. Man, that guy can craft a song like nobody's business, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
There's my catchphrase, I'll tell you
right,
what.
So. Right, right.
And I can't forget Billy Joe Shaver. Oh, and another guy, too, that I would really love to hang out with and tell stories with would have been Jim Croce.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I just, you know, I was kind of floundering back in the early 70s, you know, because you had James Taylor, you had Gordon Lightfoot, you had John Denver singing about the environment and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, nothing really hit home to me until I heard "You Don't Mess Around With Jim." And I said, "Well, this guy's got it." So, yeah, Jim Croce was very, very much an early influence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you'd have a whole band up there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, definitely. So, and I know the guitar collection up there is going to be incredible too. So I, like all pre-war Martin D45s, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or Gibson J200s, we'll take them.
Your collection of guitars is about how many?
way too many for what I should have. But you know, I'm kind of neurotic about my guitars. I pretty much, when I play out, I'm a Gibson man.
Okay.
I love the dark Americana tone that Gibson puts into their guitars. And I have a few favorites. The one I'm playing right now, see, you can all see it real well. Isn't
right.
It pretty? No. It's an antique cherry burst hummingbird. And her name is Eleanor. I don't name my guitars normally. But I tried for over 25 years to get a hummingbird, and every time I had a deal set up for one, it fell through. So when I finally did get her, I named her Eleanor after the Shelby Mustang GT in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was just kind of crazy, you know.
I know.
You know, he had a problem getting that Mustang Shelby GT, so it became Eleanor, so my hummingbird is Eleanor.
There you go. What would you like to play on Eleanor next?
I think I'm going to do the song that you first heard me do the first night that you heard me play at East River Folk Society.
Okay.
And this is another one of those songs. My daughter was, I have two daughters, and our oldest daughter was getting married, and she called me one night, and she said, "Dad," and I said, "Yeah." She says, "You are going to play at my wedding." I said, "Well, of course." And I said, "Well, you know, why don't you guys figure out what you want me to play, and I'll learn it." She says, "Well, we don't know because you haven't written it yet."
Oh.
So, it's funny because the song came into being. It's basically a song that I wrote for my wife, and I played it at my daughter's wedding. So it's, you know, it's just kind of cool on a lot of levels. And it was really funny because when I came up with the chorus, my wife and I were pulling out of the driveway, and I stopped the car. I said, "Quick, just get a piece of paper and a pen out of your purse." And she did. I said, "Okay, write down these words." And I told her the words of the chorus. And so the song actually finally came together the night of my daughter's wedding rehearsal.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, she asked me to write it like about 6 months earlier.
Okay.
And so about an hour before rehearsal. And I don't even think I played it at the rehearsal. I can't remember that. And usually I remember things. But anyway, this one's called "I Can See Forever in Your Eyes." And like I said, it was written for my daughter's wedding. Like an old sailing ship lost out on the sea, that is how my life would be. You'd not found me. I spend days that seem like years downhill kind of spin. But you turned it all around, made me live again. So many times I just can't see where I am going. Just can't seem to even try. You put my heart at ease, showed me what could be. I can see forever in your eyes. Storm clouds hid the sun. The end was not in sight. From the moment I first saw you, your love turned the dark to light. It's been a long traveled road, holding on my own. Gave me hope and comfort, made this boy a home. There's so many times I just can't see where I am going. Just can't seem to even try. You put my heart at ease, showed me what could be. I can see forever in your eyes. I can see forever your eyes. I can see forever in your eyes. I was that old sailing ship, lost out on the sea.
Nice. Nice. Thanks. Thank you.
Like I said, I think that's one of the three. We had three songs at East River back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the three songs I did that first night that I played East River, and you were there.
I was.
Yep.
And I said, "Who's this new guy? He's really good."
And that was like about 10 years ago, and you haven't been able to shake me since, so.
Yep. Oh, the songs are absolutely beautiful, Kenny.
Thank you.
And you can feel your heart in there. I don't think it's something that you can fake. I think you're writing with a meaning, and you're writing for someone, whether that person is still alive or not. It's either a meaningful event or somebody who's very, very special to you, and it definitely shows.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
When I listen, I'm a fan too. I'm a huge fan of singer songwriters, and you know, I don't care. You know, if their vocal quality is like operatic or anything like that, or if they got trained voices, you know, I listen for the feeling. You know, and that's why I listen to guys like Jim Croce, you know, Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash. You know, none of them were exceptional singers, but man. If you can't feel the feeling that's in those songs, then
yeah, the message.
You better check your pulse.
Yes. And where could we hear you live? Where do we see Kenny Lang?
I am all over the place. I've got a website. It's KennyLangSongs.com, which is all one word, KennyLangSongs.com. And that's got a tour page. You know, it sounds more important than it really is, but I play at a lot of the retirement communities, you know, in Southeast Michigan. I do a lot of the open mics. I'm at East River Folk Society. I host First Friday, which is at the Scruffy Church in Warren on Shaner and 9.5 Mile Road. And that's, needless to say, it's First Friday. It's not just a fancy name now. It's actually the first Friday of every month. So
tell us about that.
So it's really cool because how it came to be was I was doing all the open mics on this side of town, okay? And my wife and I live in Harper Woods. And so I was driving like to Dearborn Acoustic. You know, that's about 20, 25 miles. East River Folk Society was about 35, 40. Plymouth for Baseline Folk Society, that was about 40 miles. So I wanted to get something started over on my side of town. So I contacted this pastor. His name's Tom O'Wellen, and from the Scruffy Church. And he said, yeah, he's a guitar player too. And he says, I've really wanted to do something like this. And he asked me, he says, can we do it for a charity? And I said, well, yeah, you know, I'm definitely open to that. And the Scruffy Church, their main mission, aside from being Bible-based, you know, and teaching the word, but their main mission is to take care of the homeless as best they can. And they work with the McRest people, which is the Macomb County emergency rotational shelter team, and they house the homeless from McRest at the church for like a week at a time. And so we decided that all the monies that are raised, we wouldn't charge a cover charge, we wouldn't charge anything at the in the cafe area. We always have coffee and refreshments and stuff like that. But we decided we wouldn't charge any money. We'd just put out a couple donation boxes, and all monies would go to helping out those less fortunate than ourselves.
Go back a step and explain the name of the church.
Scruffy church, yes. Come as you are. Okay. The Lord doesn't play favorites. You know, he loves us all. So, you know, as a matter of fact, the funniest thing was we were doing First Friday for a while, and I didn't attend Scruffy Church, but, you know, I was just, you know, friends with Tom. Tom actually is a producer, engineer also, and actually him and I are doing the recording of my new CD, so, and he's going to be doing some guitar work on there too, which is very cool. He's just an awesome, awesome person. But the Scruffy Church, you know, is just, yeah, like I said, the first time he called me up, and their rhythm guitar player had busted his hand. He said, would you feel like playing acoustic on Sundays until he comes back? And I said, yeah, not a problem. So I walked in there. And for those of you that know me, you never see me without a cowboy hat. Okay, that's kind of like one of my trademarks. It is my trademark. And so I walked in there, tuned up my guitar and everything, you know, set the case to the side. And then I took off my hat. And he comes up to me and says, what are you doing? I says, well, I'm taking off my hat. I said, this is church. He says, no, 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 no. He says, nobody knows you without the hat. He says, put it back on. So now on Sunday mornings at the worship team, you see, as you're looking at the stage on the far right-hand side, there's a cowboy playing rhythm guitar every Sunday. So, and it's become a running joke, too, which is pretty cool.
At the Scruffy Church.
Yes, yeah.
Do you have any other songs for us that relate to an individual or a special person in your life?
I'm a huge fan of waltzes, and especially the old West Texas waltzes and stuff like that, like Ernest Tubbs' Waltz Across Texas or Patti Page, Tennessee Waltz, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first songs I wrote for my wife, it's a tune called The Forever Waltz, and I played it for her, and she really liked the song, and, you know, she started thinking about the very first line of the song, and this, I love telling this story, because this is her, and she is just an amazing, amazing person. She's my rock. She's my total inspiration, and I just love her so much, and she asked me when I got done with the song, she said, the first line of the song, she says, goes, as I watched you sleeping tonight, she says, you don't really watch me when I sleep, do you? And I said, well, yeah. She says, oh, wow. She says, that really creeps me out now. So I kind of like to tell that story. It usually gets a chuckle or two, but anyway, this is actually, I really love this song.
Okay, Forever Waltz.
So if my wife is listening, baby doll, this one's for you.
So I watched you sleeping tonight. So much came to my mind. Good times we shared, how much that I care. Now I close my eyes and I'll find I'll hold you just right in my arms. And maybe I'll kiss you too. I'll see the stars in your eyes. Fall in love once again. Dance the forever waltz with you. And they say live one day at a time. That's not the way for me. Just want you here, always right near, now through eternity. I'll hold you just right in my arms. Maybe I'll kiss you too. See the stars in your eyes. Fall in love once again. Dance the forever waltz with you. music plays on in my heart. Our love in three-quarter time forever walks with you. Can you feel it too? It's that old-fashioned kind of rhyme. Hold you just right in my arms. Baby, I'll kiss you too. See the stars in your eyes, fall in love once again. Dance the forever waltz with you. I'll see the stars in your eyes, fall in love once again. Dance the forever waltz with you. That was for my wife.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, thanks.
We talked about some of the songs you've written for some of the special people in your life. Where was your favorite place to perform? What was the favorite performance you ever gave? Was it that late dinner as you were first dating your wife? Or was it something at one of the folk clubs? Or if you could do it all over again, where would you go back?
Oh, man. I play so many amazing gigs now at this point of my life, but there's two that really stand out the most. And the first one would be when my father-in-law passed away. We had a memorial service, and it wasn't really a memorial service as much as it was a celebration of his life. Mm-hmm. And my wife's got three sisters, and they're all music. They're all fantastic people, but they're all musically inclined because my father-in-law instilled that in them, and they're all singers. A couple of them play instruments. My one sister-in-law is a flutist, and my wife's a cello player, and very very incredible cello player too, and. So we had the memorial service, and the four of them sang, and I played, and it was just a celebration of my father-in-law's life, and that was just, it was just an incredible moment. And then the other one that was kind of rough, and it wasn't really a performance, but when my father was in the hospital and going downhill. It was a Sunday morning. I took a guitar and I went over there and I just sat by his bedside. I mean, he didn't even know I was there, but I played for him for about an hour, and it was just really incredible because a couple months after that he told me, you know, he passed away not too long after that morning, but a couple months after that he told me, he says, you know, he says, I heard you play that morning. And I just thought, wow, okay. So those two times, I think, you know, really had...
It's special. It's
why I don't know if I'd want to go back and do them again, but they, you know, they were just really incredible, you know, mm-hmm. It was an awesome feeling.
It's why you do what you do, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, very definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that was pretty philosophical. How about another song?
Okay. I think we can do that.
Okay. You mentioned some covers. You have a cover you'd like to do?
You know, you're reading my mind.
There you go.
I mean, it's almost like we had this thing scripted out, and we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We didn't, because when I got here early today, and when Lynn came in, she says, you know, she said, I had a whole list of questions I wanted to ask you. She says, they're out in my car, and I don't feel like going out and getting them. I said, good, don't. I said, let's just wing this. So this is not scripted, but yeah, I was going to kind of lighten up things just a little bit. This is a tune that was written by a couple guys, Tom Russell and Ian Tyson. Ian Tyson is a Canadian cowboy. If anybody remembers the old folk group, Ian and Sylvia, well, the Ian of Ian and Sylvia was Ian Tyson. And this is a song he wrote back in 1987, became the Canadian Country Music Award, you know, Song of the Year. And first heard this one on a Jerry Jeff album, but this one is also going to be on Kenny's album when it comes out. And by the way, we're looking for like November, December. I'm hoping before Christmas because, you know, there's a lot of people that need their refrigerators level or their televisions. And you can buy one of these CDs and just slide it under there real nice and neat, and it'll level everything. So this one's called Navajo Rug. Out two eggs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it down with a roadhouse coffee that burns up your inside. Just a Canyon, Colorado diner, waitress I did love. Sat in the back neath an old stuffed bear on a worn out Navajo rug. Katie. Shades of red and blue, Katie. Whatever became of that Navajo rug and you? Well, old Jack the boss, well, he left about 6. Katie barred the door. She pulled down that Navajo rug and we'd spread it across the floor. I saw the lightning frame the sacred mountain, saw the wooing of the turtle doves just lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Katie, shades of red and blue. Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug in you? Jack about a year ago said his place burned to the ground. All he'd saved was this old bear tooth and old Katie, she left town. Yeah, but Katie got a souvenir too. Jack smiled as he spit out a big old plug. Yeah, you should have seen her coming through the smoke hauling that Navajo rug. Katie, shades of red and Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug in you? Now every time I cross that sacred mountain, I see lightning jump above. Always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. Well, everything keeps on moving. Yeah, everybody's on the go. Well, you don't find things that'll last anymore like a hand-woven Navajo. Katie, shades of red and blue. Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug in you? Katie, shades of red and blue. Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug in you? Whatever became of that Navajo rug in you?
What fun. Thank you.
I always worry that the you is going to be... And the note on the guitar is not going to match.
No, that was a good match. We talked about nice performances, great performances,
thanks,
meaningful performances. What was the most disastrous thing that's ever happened to you on stage?
Oh, disastrous and funny.
Okay.
I was playing in a place called Sweet Nettie's, which is no longer there. And I was playing with the guy that I ended up going on the road with, a guy by the name of Paul Tucker. And the band was called Paul Tucker and the Hired Guns. Well, I was a hired gun. And we were doing Waylon Jennings' song called I've Always Been Crazy. And years ago, I had my front teeth knocked out, and I've got a bridge in there. Well, right in the middle of the song, I've always been crazy. My teeth flew out onto the middle of the dance floor, and some girl picked them up and gave them back to me. So
that's a great
not
story.
Only disastrous, but hilarious and very embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, just too much fun. Hey, you know, I wanted to mention, too, that, you know, we talked a little bit about the Scruffy Church and some of the different open mics, too. And I talked a little bit about playing for the seniors at the retirement communities. Mm-hmm. But for the last 3 years, thanks to the generosity of a gentleman named Bill Browning, who's the volunteer coordinator down at the Detroit VA Hospital, I've had the distinct honor and privilege to be able to serve and play for the staff, the volunteers, and the veterans down at the Detroit VA Hospital. I've been doing that every other Wednesday now. It's a three-hour set. I do it from about 10 to about 1, and I've been doing it every other Wednesday now for about 3 years. And it's, you talk about an incredible experience. It's just,
wow.
That's like one of the high points. There's no place cooler to play than down at the VA.
Mm-hmm, I
wanted to mention that. And I wanted to thank Bill Browning on that, too. Man, he does a lot with the volunteers down there.
How big is the audience? It sounds like a lot of people involved.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm kind of like, it's almost kind of like playing in a bar where you're basically background noise.
Okay.
But I built up a pretty nice little following to where some of the people have actually changed their appointments so they can be there on the Wednesdays that I play.
Well, that says a lot.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm honored. Like I said, and it's just such a privilege to be able to play down there for the vets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I tried to be a vet. I tried to enlist, but President Nixon deemed that I wasn't in physical shape enough to serve. So that was back in 1973, though. So,
mm-hmm. But you're serving in your own way now,
that's
wonderful.
I am.
Okay. I think we have time for about two more if they're short, one if it's long. What would you like to play for us? And while you're thinking about that, I will remind everybody that you are listening to Motor Live Drive at 5, and we are live. And if you are looking for music by Kenny Lang, take a look at his site, which is kennylangsongs.com, all one word.
Yep.
Okay.
All one word, I'll tell you what. And you can, you know, if you come out to hear me play, too, you can always say, hey, you got any CDs? And I'm lousy at self-promotion.
Okay.
So, you know, I always leave the CDs in the truck. But they're always there, you know.
Okay.
I just don't say, hey, I got this and it's for sale, you know. I just want to play for y'all. So.
But you could do that if you go to the webpage, yes?
What's that?
You could buy a CD or three or four if you
yes.
go to the
yes.
Right page.
Now, the first CD that I did, which came out in 98, that's kind of out of print. I've got like maybe about 20 copies of that left. And the second one was an inspirational / gospel CD that I did. I did some old hymns that I really loved. And I Can See Forever in Your Eyes that I did earlier in the show. That's on that album. A song that my dad and I wrote is on that album, too. And then another original. And then there's some Southern Gospel and a Kris Kristofferson number on there, too. So it's, and that one you can get on the website because it'll hook you right up to CD Baby. And the rest is history.
There you go. Okay. What are we going to hear?
I think we're going to do another cover from the upcoming CD. And this is... this is actually one of my all-time favorite songs, and because this one's just so fun to play, and this was written by a guy named Guy Clark, so.
Mm-hmm.
South in the world, and I like better bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, plants you are ripe and don't pick a hard one. Plant them in spring, eat them in summer, all winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about sweating and digging every time I go out, pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. All right, it's where I burn it up now. See? I burn it up, Kenny. Yeah. It's as good as it gets. Well, if I lived life I lead, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs, and that's homegrown tomatoes in every yard I see. When I die, don't you bury me out in a box in some cemetery. Out in the garden would be so much better, where I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Hit homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Well, now you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but ain't nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. Eat them with eggs, eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. And homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Take me home.
That was fun.
That was me burning it up on guitar, too. That was as fancy as I get.
So okay.
45, 46 years. And when I tell people that, they usually say to me, man, you should be a lot better than you are.
Oh, no. Well, Kenny Lang, thank you so much for being part of Motor Live Drive at 5 today.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, you and Mark and everybody else, for having me in here today. We've been here for an hour now, and I'm finally calmed down. I've been a nervous wreck this whole hour. So.
Nah, you did great. You did great. You have a short one that we can play out?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm in here anyway.
Okay.
It's kind of on a slow side, but once again, this is another one for my wife. This is a Carlene Carter tune.
And it's called...
It's true, I used to be crazy, harder to love than most men. But the blood that ran through these tired old hands was hotter and wilder back then. And I don't feel as tall as I used to. Maybe it's just that you've grown. You're the one that held my hand when I fell, when I just couldn't make it alone. We've lived down all the stories, sang
all the old songs. It takes one to know me. I guess you're the one. Our daughters, they're ladies of fortune. Our sons, heirs to the throne. And this crown that I hold is tarnished and cold. It's a symbol of all that I own. Sometimes I wish I was younger. I could pick up the pieces and run. Then I look back on matter of fact. It's a race I've already won. We've lived down all the stories, sang all the